Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive. I'm pumped you're tuning in today because we're diving headfirst into something super important. How to manage anger and frustration in a way that doesn't leave you feeling like a ticking time bomb. Ever feel like your fuse is shorter than usual? Like one little thing can set you off and suddenly, bam! You're yelling at the TV, slamming doors, or maybe even snapping at someone you love? Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments. But let's be real. Constantly walking around on eggshells isn't exactly a recipe for happiness, right? So today, we're gonna break down some practical strategies to help you take control of those fiery feelings and turn them into something more constructive. Trust me, this stuff is gold. You can walk away from this episode with real tools in your toolbox that will make a difference. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we unpack this. First up, recognize the signs. Anger isn't always an explosion. Sometimes it shows up as tension headaches, clenching your jaw, or even that feeling of restlessness like you need to get out of your skin. Being aware of those early warning signals is crucial. It's like being a detective for your own emotions. You gotta catch it before the case escalates. Second, give yourself permission to feel angry. I know what you're thinking. Jake, are you suggesting I just let myself get all riled up? Nope, not at all. What I mean is, don't suppress those feelings. Bottling them up like a pressure cooker is only gonna lead to an eventual blow-up. Acknowledge the anger, give it some space, and say to yourself, yeah, I feel pissed off right now. That simple act of acknowledging can actually help diffuse some of that intensity. Third, find your healthy outlets. Think exercise, meditation, journaling, anything that helps you channel that energy in a positive way. You know that feeling when you've been working out and suddenly all those pent-up frustrations just seem to melt away? That's the magic we're talking about. Fourth, practice active listening. When someone triggers your anger, take a deep breath and really try to understand their perspective. Sometimes, even if you disagree with someone, there's still value in hearing them out. Active listening can help de-escalate conflict and build bridges instead of walls. And finally, cultivate self-compassion. Remember, everyone gets angry sometimes. It's a normal human emotion. When you catch yourself spiraling into anger, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through the same thing. You're not perfect, and that's okay. Let me give you a quick example. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and the person in front of you is driving like they've never seen a brake pedal before. Your blood starts to boil, your fists clench on the steering wheel, and you're tempted to blast them with the horn. But then, remember what we talked about today. Take a deep breath, acknowledge that anger, maybe even say it out loud. Man, I'm feeling pretty frustrated right now. Then, shift your focus. Listen to some music, call a friend, or try practicing some mindfulness techniques. You can even use this time to visualize yourself calmly and confidently arriving at your meeting. By the time you reach your destination, that anger might have fizzled out completely. So, remember, managing anger isn't about suppressing it. It's about understanding it, acknowledging it, and finding healthy ways to express it. And hey, if you find yourself struggling with anger or frustration on a regular basis, don't hesitate to reach out for professional help. There are amazing therapists and counselors who can provide you with personalized support and guidance. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your favorite tips for managing anger in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and encouragement here. Don't forget to subscribe to Depression to Drive for daily doses of motivation and inspiration. And until next time, keep driving towards that brighter future.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.